Yesterday we did about the various types of dhikr that a person should make while traveling. We mentioned that when a person is going on an incline and is going uphill, then he should recite takbir. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba, when they would go on a decline, when they are going downwards or descending, then they would recite tasbih, subhanallah. So like that, when a person is traveling, at various occasions he'll find himself going up, he'll find himself going down. These are opportunities for a person not to waste away time, but an opportunity to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we start another chapter, Babu Istihbab al-Dua fi Safar, the chapter on the desirability of making dua whilst on a journey. So here ulama explained that you get three types or three situations. One is there are certain moments that du'as are accepted. For example, at the time of on a Friday, there is a certain moment, there is a certain time when du'as are accepted. Therefore, ulama encourage that try and utilize the time between Asr and Maghrib, at least a few moments, those few moments before the time of the Maghrib Salam. Try and utilize those moments because those are moments wherein du'as are accepted. Then you will get places where du'as are accepted, for example, at the Multazam. Their du'as are accepted. So you'll find very often people are there queuing up to make du'a. Then you'll get situations where a person is at Safa, Marwa, du'as are accepted on that place. So then you'll get the third situation, and this is the halat a person is, what conditions this person is experiencing. In that certain conditions, du'as are also accepted. So generally moments people are careful of, they'll wait for the Laylatul Qadr, they'll wait for Shab-e Barat, they'll wait for these occasions wherein du'as are accepted. They'll wait for those moments. But those moments are not there very often. Then you'll get situations, for example, a person at the Multazam, as I mentioned, person in Sa'i, their du'as are accepted. But they also, it doesn't happen very often. But just on journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, as we'll see in the hadith, that the du'as of a musafir are accepted. Very often people forget to make du'a whilst they are on journey. Yes, specifically the du'as of a musafir are accepted. And ulama explain why the du'as of a musafir are accepted. One is because the musafir is away, away from his family, away from his friends, away from his people. Now this person realizes that the only person can assist him in his journey, the only person that can be his support is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the level of ikhlas and the level of asking is at a much higher level when a person is on journey away from everybody than when he makes du'a at home. So therefore the du'as of a musafir are answered. And we'll do the other people's du'as also. This hadith that comes, there are three specific persons whose du'as are answered. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث دعوات مستجابات لا شك فيهن. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said three people, their du'as are certainly answered, لا شك فيهن. There is no doubt in their du'as being answered, these three people. The first is دعوة المظلوم, the du'as of an oppressed person. Why? Because this person is now oppressed. So now when he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is asking with a broken heart. Therefore there is a Persian couplet. This is the ending part of it I'll mention now. Juz shikasta mi nagirat fazl shah. The poet is saying, first part, fahmi khatir tez gardan nistra. It's not about how intelligent you are, how sharp you are, how much of influence, affluence you got. It's not about that. If you want the real acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, juz shikasta mi nagirat, you need to have a broken heart. That heart must be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That heart must be linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, fazl shah. Then you'll get the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you really want that fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want that reciprocation, you want that answering, and you want that special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that comes with a broken heart. So this mazloom, a person who's oppressed, he's got a broken heart. When he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, اتقي دعوة المظلوم, be very very careful of the badwa of the oppressed person. فإنه ليس بينه وبين الله ترجمان, there isn't any third party between this person's dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his dua rapidly. So this is the first type of person. The next, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ودعوة المسافر, and the dua of a traveler. The dua of a traveler is accepted. The ulama explained that people were generally on journey, they want to look for things to kill time so the journey goes quickly. So some people will take out a novel and they'll read a novel. Some other people will listen to music. Some people will be watching the screen and watching different things. So different methods. Other people will look at the first stop they get, now how much time we can go and spend in that place where we stop, whether it's a station, whether it's an airport, how much shopping we can do to kill the time that we got to spend here. And then you get the intelligent people who remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the du'as of a musafir are accepted. So they value it like almost as though it's a big night, that occasion they got, that there's a chance for us to make du'a. So they'll take out some time and then utilize the time to make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore on journey, it is nice to try and carry some du'a kitabs. So at least we can read those du'a kitabs. As we are moving, we are getting the opportunity to make du'as as a musafir. Person should try and keep maybe Hizbul Azam or Munajat-e-Maqbool. These are kitabs that got lovely, lovely du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all compiled in them. Anyway, the third person, وَدَعْوَةُ الْوَالِدِ عَلَىٰ وَلَدِ. The third person whose du'as are accepted, and this one is very, very frightening. In this hadith is mentioned, the du'as of the father against his son. What it means is the bad du'a of the father. Generally, the parents always, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that they always wishing well for the children. When they speak to the children, they speak with sincerity and they speak with love. But can you imagine what a condition must have come upon the father because of the disobedience of the son that is actually causing the father to curse the son. So this must be very, very, very high type of disobedience, of zulm, of oppression, that the father is making dua against the son. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, da'watul walidi ala waladi, the barakhi's son. So this also we've got to be very careful. Therefore, ulama explained that as parents, that we should be very, very careful what comes on our tongue. It's very possible that in a person in the upset state, he may say something, but he should remember the hadith of Rasulullah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his du'as. He might not see that bad du'a taking effect immediately, but later on in life, the person will see the du'a of the parents against him or for him taking shape. So therefore, parents have to be very, very careful what they say also, and the children have to be extremely careful how they treat the parents. Recently there was one father who mentioned to me, his son was on drugs, and his son was persisting on drugs for a long period of time. The father is telling me, in my heart, I make this dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just take him away. So much of pain he's causing us, that the best thing that can happen is the son goes away, because all that pain that he's causing the family, he's causing us, and the embarrassment he's causing us, if he goes away, all that will come to an end. So can you imagine what pain that son must have caused to the father, for the father to say that I'm making dua in my heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take this child away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. And tomorrow we'll do another dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dua when a person is traveling and he's fearing, on the travel he's fearing some enemy may attack, somebody may attack him. What dua he should read to get protection also on the journey. These are very, very important things. We should try and take advantage of them. These moments that we get on travel, moments that we get that when we are moving, especially if we are going for journeys like Umrah, a person going journeys for Hajj, person is going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or sometimes a person is going to visit a family member, this is also something that is very beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person may even be going for business, for example, he's going from here to Johannesburg, he's going from here to China, that also is a journey, he's going to earn halal. So in all these opportunities, a person shouldn't forget that I got another chance of supplicating and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting the benefits of making zikr and trying and reading the dua that we mentioned before a person travels, that will get his mindset right also, that the journey can also be a journey that will take me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only a journey for other reasons. May Allah give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.